The situation is very difficult, and in the current moment, the peace process is unfortunately locked. We think that having a media seminar is the best way to maintain the awareness about the conflict and to ensure that the media representatives, in particular the younger generations, are made aware of the need to continue all their efforts to pursue the negotiations and to engage in the path of dialogue. It was very good to have young representatives around the table and discussing from the different points of view the role of media and the difficulties that very often the journalists, the bloggers, the representatives of the newspapers have in order to do their job.
The focus of the seminar this year is on improving reporting and media in the digital era. What are the challenges that come with the new forms of media and communications?
Well, the challenges are multiple, from the difficulties of moving around, reporting freely. This is already very difficult. The second major difficulty is that the media organizations are not healthy in the terms of economic health. The processes of hiring becomes very weak because of the difficulties, sometimes economic difficulties. So the journalists face a lot of strains, in particularly from even the point of view of resources. And third, yes, it's true, the new social media expand the horizons of the impact that the reporters can have, but they also need to be supported, and in order to have an important impact in the leadership, in the decision-making circles, the traditional media is also very needed. So those are very important difficulties that have an impact in the quality of reporting.
This is the first seminar you attend in your capacity as Undersecretary General for Public Information. What were your impressions?
Yes, I was very impressed about the quality of very young reporters, their determination, representatives of the media from the Israeli camp, of the Palestinian camp, showed a very determined attitude to know each other, to establish links, to maintain a professional relation, even a personal relation. So it was for me very encouraging to see how much the reporters, no matter where they come from, want to link to each other. Definitely, this should be a very positive impact in the manner in which they work and in the manner they, from the different camps, can support each other.
What were the thoughts and recommendations you shared with the participants during these 2 days?
Well, the first message I shared with them is that the United Nations is determined to support the peace process. It's very difficult. Now the two sides have not been engaging in dialogue for some time due to different circumstances, but the Secretary General himself, the Special Envoy of the Secretary General, are very committed because the occupation has to end and the Israelis have the right to live in a safe state and the Palestinians have the right to have their own state. So this was the very first political message. The second message is that media reporting is fundamental in order to advance in any peace. If there is more understanding through the media, through the presence of the crisis, of the conflict, of the occupation in the media, definitely we will be able to have higher engagement and a more determined engagement in the negotiations come of the two sides. At the same time, the United Nations, and in particularly our department, the Department of Public Information, can play a decisive role in helping the media representatives to develop more professional skills, to ensure that they are supported, to ensure that they receive the right training. And sometimes this will be done by third parties, but that the UN can serve as a hub for connectivity.